a concern I would have for the younger people I see in the community today is that housing is so difficult that they're constantly on the move. They don't last long enough in one address to register to vote. And I see this as the nation's number one issue, domestic issue. And Mendocino County is a micro dish, petri dish, if you want to see the future in the country. So it's a microcosm. Years ago, I was talking with Dr. Anselm Strauss with a professor at UCSF. And NIDA had granted he and his colleagues National Institute for Drug Abuse to study AIDS and ARC in San Francisco. And I said, Dr. Strauss, you can't see San Francisco from being in it. Come to Mendocino County and you can see San Francisco. And they came up and they leased Ames Lodge out on Little Lake Road. They were there for 10 days. And they had seven countries represented. They invited health officials from here, patients from here. The word got out. I talked to Dr. Strauss afterwards. He said, Norman, we got everything we wanted. It worked remarkably well. I think that you can take a look at our issues and you will find them nationwide.
If the housing is one of our most critical issues facing this county and indeed the nation, what could we look at? What could we do?
Well, years ago, we tore down the Workman's Hotel. Did the same thing here next to the Oasis in Elk, where there was worker housing. It's gone. We don't have boarding houses. We don't have individuals' homes to take in weekly boarders. And I'm sure I can upset a few people by saying I don't think these little houses next to the police station are the answer. The luxury of space. We have only so much land left that has both water and sewer. And wherever that can be done, we should be maximizing density. And everybody has to move over. And if you don't start building a second unit on your property by the time you're 40, you get to 50, it's not worthwhile. It will take that long to amortize it to where you can have a chance of income. If you did it in your 20s or 30s, you'd be in great shape. As the older members of our workforce can't pay the rents, more Airbnb, et cetera, pushes the vacancy rate for rentals down further. There isn't any backlash. I'm surprised that the B&Bs here, the inns, have been so quiet. City of Fort Bragg went the opposite. They put strict controls on their B&Bs, and they do not want to disrupt neighborhoods. Mendocino County sees Mendocino Town of as a cash cow and to suck as much money out of it as possible.
What's happening with the coastal plan now?
Take a look at it. We more or less put it in place in, I think, about 84, 85. Basically, we're still using the same plan. Linda Roofing is now an employee or a contract provider for the county. She's a former city manager in Fort Bragg that was pushed out. But she came to Mendocino County and joined a planning group in Wallala. It's got to be 20-plus years ago, which eventually became a GMAC, Municipal Advisory Committee. And what she's working on a project of how to allow second units, but for renters rather than travelers. The two primary objectives of the Coastal Act are to protect prime ag on the coast, be visitor serving. So the Coastal Commission concept is to push more and more people into this narrow strip of land. Talked to Ed O'Brien, the former fire chief in Mendocino. He says you don't want your volunteer firemen living so far away from where the fire might be. It just doesn't make any sense to have to become a fireman commuter.
Right.
So if you look at the budget that's necessary for the Arts Center, Kelly House, Coast District Hospital, the county, the roofs, the leaking roofs, basically we're bankrupt. We have to really acknowledge it and recognize it. Go up and take a look at the Albion dump site and the dump bins. So much more can be saved. I'm making the suggestion to the community and got only one negative response that if all of us were committed to not driving one day a week, we would have 15% fewer emissions in the atmosphere. That's a pretty good number. And it doesn't cost, it takes a little more planning. I will not move a vehicle if I don't have three things to do. Just let it wait.
When you look back, Norman, look at the heyday of the building code wars and the installation of Class K, why do you think, or do you think it's important to study that and look at that history?
No, let's not look backwards to be our futures. You want some new ideas? Go to Berkeley.
Why?
They have a concept of housing there that goes from childbirth to the basement for the mortician. The Germans designed such structures before World War II. We need new concepts that allow more density. So in the general plan area, you're allowed a second unit. Building costs today, well, I've ventured just a few months ago, $200, $250. Now it's $250 to $300, and then the last week or two, closer to the city, it's going to go north of $300 a foot. So how well have we done the best for sustainability by taking that square footage of land, putting this cute house on it that works for one person? And I can understand where the thinking and the desire comes from, because it used to be a section, and then as more people came west, it was a quarter section, and then it got down to 40 acres and a mule. Well, we're seeing the last of that. The idea that we're all on Channel 9 yesterday, they showed views of the row houses in the industrial areas. Basically, they are boarding houses and usually used for migrants. This is not, for however they do it, the Latino population does not have the same challenge as whites. Because they're more family-oriented, they've got somebody with talent somewhere inside the clan that can get things done. A lot of people here, without that experience of tools, are going to have a harder and harder time to live here. And that is part of the reason there's a limit to people wanting to buy older houses on the coast, thinking that they can fix them up. Younger buyers today can't do that.
The demographic, the baby boomers, the post-World War, people that are now in their 70s to 80s, who did have resources and skills and energy, motivation, carved out a new way of being. Now, as we're becoming seniors, what can this group here in the county do?
Which group?
The group of the back to the landers, the group that could harness, or could they, any of that sort of spirit?
Got it. Value added. When Stuart Tregoning wanted to use his farm to grow potatoes, I said, Stuart, not potatoes, do garlic. Go from a few cents a pound to $2-3 a pound. Fuller's Fine Herbs is an example of a two-person success. It's been around for 40 years or more, and they make very delightful herb pairings. It's a small little company that pays its bills. We see a lot of people getting into truck farming. And I'm saying, what else can we do?
I'm sorry, what's truck farming?
A small farming activity. I think those who come here taking a risk and thinking that there's a future here, it was the beginning of a lifestyle. And I think most of us at the time had some outdoor living. So the idea of coming here was not that big a jump. When I was a kid, we had an ice box, not a refrigerator, and the block of ice would come home between the bumper and the fender. We had chickens and a vegetable garden.
As you know, my father and you served together on the board, and I've watched you. I've grown up watching you, and I admire you. And I see that you're a real forward-looking person. Instead of wanting to maybe ruminate on times in your career, I see that you're always interested in addressing the problems right now of today. So that's something that sort of surprised me about you.
We've got to. Most of my background before getting involved with the building inspector and then running for office was on working on the waterfront. I was 22, 23. After I had come up here, I was back down there. And like many people, here, there, I got a job to manage gangs of longshoremen all over the Bay Area. It was just a remarkable experience to be able to, you get out of your car to go to work, and all of a sudden you're standing next to the bow of a ship. And you say, this is pretty impressive. I think one of our challenges here is to think beyond and beyond the box. what else can we be doing? How can we make things better? I tried to get the fishermen to cooperatively purchase their paint, purchase their lead, the basics that all the salmon trawlers need. So many of them each had their own relationship with their buyers that they didn't want to organize in that way. And the buyers gave them the word as well, we'll shut off the showers if you agree. So until we can start to work together and want to work together, we're going to have a challenge.
Let me ask you this. What is working about the county right now?
Tesla. We're seeing such a push in tourism. The recession is pretty much over for many people, certainly not for all. And we're going to see more people on the road. Tesla has a information system, I'm not sure if it's hard copy or not, but where the chargers are. So if you put in a charger, Tesla lets you be known to the world where their charger is.
I don't know a single person with a Tesla in Mendocino County.
I know, but they arrive this weekend and then they go away again, every weekend.
So they're just visitors.
Yes, right. And because it's so well publicized of where the chargers are, they can figure out how many miles they can go. And so they're almost robotic. Go to the next charger.
So capitalizing on tourism, is that what we got going?
That's what we've got going. And we've got grapes, but so does California. The Chinese have put an embargo of not importing any California wine. We'll have a real glut in California unless the Chinese back off. So government is big business. There are fewer people at the counter. Here again, when I say entertainment, weed, and wine, you can have a shift of a population where they'll change direction of what they're doing.
When you say entertainment, weed, and wine, I get the impression that there's a little bit of a derision there. We could be doing something more. Am I reading that wrong?
Well, I appreciate the old days and the way things were and what I saw and what attracted and what kept me in the community. If you look at the Coast Peddler, of the activities on the coast, it's just phenomenal. There's music and dance and yoga just about everywhere. Town of Elk has 17 masseuses. There's a real business. You can see why the county was so adamant and opposed to the idea of incorporating the town, that we're not a municipal advisory council or incorporated to be a little mini city like Point Arena. Mendocino has no forum. The sewer district is down there, but they are just trying to collect the sewage and keep track of the water you use. So if you can't grab the supervisor, they're so structured in who can talk or how to get something on the agenda, how to get something moved to committee. We had standing committees. They have ad hoc committees. Ad hoc committee has one very narrow thing to look at. That's it right there. And it has to be completed in the calendar year. Standing committees have two supervisors also on them. One who was on it last year probably chairs it this year. And it's like being able to be, you want your committees so you can go around like you work for the grand jury and find the defaults. I had quite a time. The veterans, director for veterans affairs, he was gone. The juvie hall guy was gone. My first 6-7 months of August of office, I made a comment, I forget, I think to Beltrami, the then CAO. I said, Al, nobody will go to lunch with me anymore. So it was a clean house.
So I know we've covered a lot of subjects, but I just want to make sure, is there anything that I didn't ask you about that you think is important to share?
How much my earlier life affected my later life. Managing gangs of longshoremen at night on the Oakland estuary is a balancing act. And there's 20 of them, and there's one of me. It was the best training possible to become a supervisor. Fewer people in the gang, they're not as scary.
That's really fun, Norman. Thank you. Because I do want to, we're going to wrap up. We've taken a lot of your time. Thank you. But I just be curious to take a far left for a moment, and I just want to hear your ruminations on the pot economy, the tanking of the pot economy. Could we have, Norman, a clean slate for these farmers that are getting wiped out?
Yes.
What would that look like?
We would look on forest land that is in soil site class 4, that they'd be reviewed to see if indeed they couldn't grow there. I think the county policies are moving that industry into the black market. And one outdoor grow person I was talking to says they've got all their 2019 crops sold.
Can we save this industry, this community of the marijuana, the cannabis, the pot growers?
Patience. And for people in financial stress or weather stress, the patience is hard to come by. It can't be done with a powerful push. They will back up. They'll cover themselves. Why is all this happening? Because they wanted to save the $300,000-$400,000 to do an environmental impact report. So by not having done any CEQA review, they're trying to have these, they're trying to redefine the word use permit. 90% of their time is spent asking the wrong trying to answer the wrong question. It's been the same forever. It's in the DNA of the organization. Don't go back to the people that created the problem to solve the problem.
So in this current situation, you're talking about marijuana. What could we do? I'm talking about we, the community, who rely on this economy.
Why hasn't an initiative been undertaken to rewrite the pot laws, borrow somebody else's EIR, adapt it to fit Mendocino County, and get on with the business?
So do a referendum.
As an initiative, same thing. But the people I spoke to said you won't get a majority vote. I think that, in a way, Mendocino County is bifurcated. When he was first running to get back on the number two Board of Supes, Dan was talking with Ukiah Chamber of Commerce, and they were split right down the middle, 50-50. Some in favor, some opposed. It goes out from there with extreme view. Because most growers, I think, they don't club. They don't share a great deal of time or product, trusting others. They're truly entrepreneurial. Few people, if more than one, and a closed circuit for sales, et cetera. That'll change in time. But the market is there. And now the city of Denver, I understand on Wednesday of this last week, has made
mushrooms
available for personal use. Well, that'll make a difference. I've spoken to Colorado Normal. All I hear is a smiley face. You know, everything is just wonderful. And I say, you want to see your future? We're four decades ahead of you. Come here and take a look. And I'll tell you, as the chair of CASA, Court-Appointed Supportive Advocates for Mendocino and Lake County, I see statistics. I go to the Child Death Review Panel. Did you know we have one?
Mm-mm.
We've got. Did you know that we have the second highest infant death rate in the state? And it's true. If you look at the educational attainment level in the state, I'm sorry, in the county, it peaked. Many of those people that were coming up here in the 60s, 70s, 80s were college graduates. And that number now is in marked decline.
Well, what did you attribute the high death rate incidence and the lower education?
If you're doing drugs, you can't raise kids.
Is marijuana a drug?
Yes. Do I think it's legal or illegal? I know it's a drug. But it's here. We know that emergency room cases for kids, asthma, is increasing. Grade level attainment, not that much to be proud of. There are some stellar kids. So at any given time, we've got about 40 clients in our roster. I'm not sure if clients is the right word, but these are kids that are wards of the state. One or both parents might be lost, gone, imprisoned, or on their way. The child is represented by an attorney and maybe a CASA volunteer, hopefully. Dad has an attorney. Mom has an attorney. CPS is there. Family court, which unless you're an active participant and you're not in the courtroom, you can't witness this stuff. But the duel begins between one parent, again, trying to run over another one and get control of this kid who has wandered or been abused in horrific, horrific ways. So for these kids to be here, it's challenging. Absenteeism is up. Being tardy is up. Kids are not getting to school on time. Why is that? People are sleeping in too late. Why is that? There is an opinion by some that it's alcohol or drug related. In so many different ways, we're looking at having a mindset reset. We have to really think of better ways for more sustainability. Say something and do something. It has to, and we want the support of people under 40 plus minus. Then it's got to be their issues, not those of older people. We've had our share. Yeah. It's time to set, be thankful for achievements, live with the balance, and really get into, in some new thinking. Yeah. So it's, and I think one of the reasons that we see such a hanging on to old traditional ways with mid-1950s concepts is that there aren't any really comprehensive alternatives. Yes, there's solar and electric vehicles, but I've yet to see a logging truck with a battery. Be able to look at some of these concepts. Now, if you go through and look at the local products, Thanksgiving coffee has the most employees, I would think, and it is indeed a rarity. Last month, 58,000 migrants came to the southern border. Why is that happening? It's not just simply because their job died. No, there's no water. The Panama Canal has had to restrict the depth of ships going through the canal, the new version of it, because there's not enough fresh water in Gatun Lake to float the ships up and down. It's not raining enough. So now they're pumping some of this brackish water further down, back up to Gatun Lake to try to float ships across it. When we passed NAFTA, we put 7 million maize farmers in Mexico out of work. Cargill flooded Mexico with corn from us. And those maize farmers, corn farmers in Mexico, didn't have any other choice. The government, it's not, they just don't see, they have created a Central America that they treat like a candy box or a toolbox.
Now, you're speaking like a radical who's saying if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention.
We've got that, what's her name?
Alexandria.
Yes, Alexandria. And we've got Greta in Sweden. A few more well-spoken, well-read young people can make the change we desperately need.
Well, with that said, that's a beautiful ending. I want to thank you so much for having this conversation with us.
You.